Hello, I'm Alex Riddell with a Wide World of Sports update. Gold Coast defender Will Powell has been suspended for 5 games by the AFL for making a homophobic slur against a Brisbane player during last weekend's game. Port Adelaide's Jeremy Finlayson was banned for 3 matches after he made a homophobic slur. The league says they opted for a harsher penalty given the Finlayson incident occurred only recently. Powell says he sincerely regrets what he said that night.
And as soon as I said it, I was remorseful. I've apologised to the Brisbane Lions player multiple times during the night and after the game via text. So I just want to, I'm extremely sorry for what I've said. It won't ever happen again.
Western Bulldogs coach Luke Beveridge has spoken about the intense scrutiny he's under, with the Bulldogs underperforming so far this season. He says he's not feeling any extra pressure.
I don't feel it any worse anymore. I'm still alive and we'll still have a lot to look forward to. And so in that sense, if you have an optimistic outlook all the time, it means that you make better decisions, more considered decisions, the collaborative environment is strong. You don't get cluttered, you'll worry about things that don't matter.
Meantime, first-year winger Joel Fragile will make his debut for the Dogs when they take on Richmond at the MCG on Saturday night. Hawthorn captain James Sicily has been ruled out of Saturday's game against St Kilda after dislocating his shoulder last weekend, while Stephen Canelio is set to return for the Giants in their clash with Essendon. To the NRL, rookie halfback Josh Rogers will be in the hot seat for Brisbane tomorrow night when they take on the Eels in Parramatta. Captain Adam Reynolds has been sidelined long-term with a bicep injury, but former Bronco Sam Thaiday says Reynolds' influence extends far beyond his on-field performances.
The best part about having Adam Reynolds at a club is now that he is injured, he'll put that coach's hat on, and he'll be right there beside Rogers' side throughout the preparations and getting ready for this game.
Bulldogs centre Bronson Sherry is continuing to improve in his comeback from a 4-year drug ban. He crossed for a try in last week's win over the Tigers and is now preparing to face the all-conquering Panthers tomorrow night. The 23-year-old says his best footy is still ahead of him.
I truly believe I'm still fine on my feet. 4 years at the game is pretty tough, but I'm kind of sick of using it as an excuse, and I want to just be the best player I can be.
Australia has unveiled its first Olympic team with 13 athletes securing tickets to Paris. Katie Fuller reports.
Here at the Dawn Fraser Baths in Balmain, home to the nation's oldest water polo club, the women's water polo squad has been announced. 6 fresh faces are joining the Stingers to make their Olympic debut, while captain Zoe Arancini and Keisha Gophers will return for their 3rd games. Those competing for a 2nd time say it's a different feeling knowing crowds will be there to watch with just 78 days of training to go. In Balmain, Katie Fuller, 9 News.
Travis Head is hitting top form just in time for the T20 World Cup. The Aussie hitting 89 not out of just 30 balls in the IPL to lead the Sunrisers to a crushing 10-wicket win over the Super Giants. Head says he'll take plenty of confidence into next month's World Cup.
It's been nice to be in the runs and nice to be playing well, and that's not going to guarantee anything in the West Indies, but it gives myself the best chance to being in a really good mindset.
Real Madrid has pulled off a remarkable late comeback to reach the Champions League final, defeating Bayern Munich 2-1. And LIV Golf is evolving, announcing a trade window for teams to swap players for the next month. I'm Alex Riddell, and that's the latest in sport from the 9 News team.